This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy!
This is Rach.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach and Dean Podcast.
That was so good, Jax. That was so good.
Oh, your dad jokes are very good.
Tish boom.
It's so good. I didn't know you could tish boom. I thought you would boom tish.
Do you think
One's the drum, the other one's the cymbal.
Oh, was yeah. I boom tishing or tish booming then?
I don't know if you're tishing or you're booming. I don't know what this guy's doing. What's he doing? I'm an old man. It's great. Speaking of great.
Great.
Grated cheese.
Grated cheese.
Grated cheese can be in a sandwich, and I like platters. No. I tried to just riff in there.
Nah.
I went the long way around. So I've been doing, I am a stand-up comedian sometimes. Exactly. I'm just so funny. I'm not. And I do a few regional gigs, a lot of fundraisers and stuff.
Okay.
And a lot of the times, because at the level I'm at, real classy, it's BYO. And there's just tables with heaps and heaps of platters on it.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of cubed cheese and cabana, which brings me back to like house parties at like mum's place back in the day. And did you ever have the French onion dip in a cob loaf? So you hollow out a big round loaf of bread. Is that a cob?
It's a cob.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a corn honor. And then you hollow it out, you put the dip
in.
You
slap the stuff in the middle of it. Then you use the bread around the edges to dip in.
So that was a thing that one of my partner's mums used to make. And that's what I miss. I don't miss him. I miss that dip. it was the dip I really miss. I was just wondering, do you have a go-to party platter?
I quite like the, you speak of cubed cheese. I like a big wheel of brie.
Yeah,
a big gooey wheel of brie, which you leave out, you know.
Big
and gooey with a couple of crackers, maybe some apricots,
Oh, see, that's some a fancy grapes. One. I'm talking about your plastic sort of trays.
Well, if I was going plastic, I'd be doing a cubed bit of cheese with a toothpick.
Yes.
And a red, green or white little pickled onion.
Oh, my goodness.
Little traffic lights. My grandmother used to do that.
See, that's
But she made
lovely.
Them the day or two before. So by the time you got to eat them, the toothpick would go a little bit soggy from all the pickled...
You don't want a soggy toothpick.
No, you want to do your toothpicks the morning of the party. Soggy toothpicks, no.
So I just...
what are you not doing?
See, that's what I... Those are the things I like. It was always cabana.
Cabana.
Because coming from a Maltese background, bit of a WOG.
Yes, you like a bit of cold meat.
Like a lot of food all the time. I went to a friend's house having a little dinner party. And there wasn't any food on. There was no entree.
No.
I almost died. I'm like, where's the food? There needs to be a lot. And you're Italian.
I'm Italian. So I know what you're saying.
I need bread. I need cheese.
I need
peanuts. I don't know. So does anyone have a go-to party platter? Like someone goes, right, we go into this house. I got this. I'm going to a barbecue. This is what I bring. I want to know. Text us in. Join the conversation. I need to know what you eat at all times. We've got a message in on 0427 Joy 949. Join us in the conversation. A little bit of French. And Nurse James texted in, said, Dean always gets his booms mixed up with his tishes, Jax.
Thanks, Nurse James. Love
you. Before, he didn't know his boom from his tish.
I don't know my boom from a tish. I'm a tish from a boom. I'm a little bit confused.
Boom, tishy, boom.
But what I'm not confused about, Jax, is what I like to serve at a party.
What is going on?
I like a bit of cheese at a party.
You're a cheese at a party.
Yep.
Like, so I just want to know what people's go-to party platters are. Like, you know, deviled eggs is always a good one.
Back in the day, back in the 70s, I did
back in the day.
What was it? The little sausages with the bacon around them. What was that called? Was that devils on horseback?
Little boys?
Little boys. I can't go
Pigs
car.
In blankets.
Pigs in blankets?
Yeah.
You know what I like is a pack of chips. Salt and vinegar.
Oh, just whack them in a bowl.
Just whack them in a bowl. No fuss.
Or open them and fold the packet down.
Save
on washing up.
You're so practical.
And I live by myself. I just eat over the sink constantly. I'm not lazy. I'm thrifty. And also, my mum would always make tuna dip. Again, Maltese.
Uh-huh.
So I'd have tuna, anchovies,
chili. Is this a secret recipe?
I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to say what's in it. I'm not saying the ratio.
Oh, okay.
And some parsley. And she'd make Maltese biscuits, galletti.
Oh.
So it was very food oriented.
Would you dip the galletti in the tuna?
You certainly do.
Oh.
It's a nice spicy dip.
Oh, I do like a bit of spice.
Dean, do you have something to tell me?
I do, if I can find it.
Oh, here it is.
Don't be a while. This is Dean's Dilemma, the dilemmas of an almost middle-aged gay white male.
Oh, no.
Now, can I tell you, Jax, on the weekend, my life partner, my boyfriend, my hubby-hubby, my love of my life, we've been together for 20 years, so, you know, there's a bit of... We know each other. We understand each other. We've got shared hopes. We've got shared dreams.
You're in sync.
We're in sync. We've got shared stories, memories, and we're creating new memories. Mm-hmm. So to create a new memory, we went to IKEA.
Oh, gosh.
We thought we want to buy some new furniture. In fact, we want to buy a new lamp. So we braved the IKEA experience. Have you been to IKEA?
Not for a very long time.
It's an experience.
It's not a safe space.
For you. Well, this is it. So my beloved and I walk through the door, and suddenly I don't know him anymore. We become different people.
Oh, he's transformed.
He's transformed. He walks towards this lamp and he says to me, come over here and what do you think of this lamp? I think this lamp would be perfect.
Oh.
And I don't know how to tell him. I don't know how to tell him that it is an ugly lamp. Who are you, I think, to myself. But no, I can't do that. We've only just entered the shop. Now, 3 hours later, we've been through the shop. All that holding back, that's gone.
You just came
nut. I'm just like, nut. Just nut. Nut, nut.
But does he take it well? He doesn't take it personally.
No, he takes it personally.
I'm like that shopping with my mum. Yeah. She's like, oh, this dress is nice. I'm like, I hate it. But she hears, Mum, I hate you. Like, ah. just the item of clothing I do not like. But what fine.
What I realised is I was saying to my beloved that I don't like the lamp choice. And he's saying to me, you've got as much taste in your big toe as that. I look around me and I realise that all the heterosexuals, all the other couples.
All the heteros. What are they doing?
They're all farting as well.
Oh, of course.
Everyone in IKEA. In that third hour, we're all on the final section. Yeah, I think it's a big marketplace area.
Yeah, the end of the labyrinth.
And all the couples, they're not happy.
No one's happy. No, someone's got a big old trolley.
A trolley?
Yeah. We used to get stuck in the ball pit. I'd rather be in the ball pit. Just go, I'll be in the ball pit. You go away.
You go away. But yeah, is it just me? Or other people have this problem as well with IKEA. Do their beloveds become different people with no taste?
IKEA monsters.
I know.
Hey guys, it's your boy Tim O'Matic here and you are listening to Rach, Jack and Dean on Joy 94.9.
Exciting news, we've got a bit of a giveaway.
We do, thanks to...
What's this?
Who's this? That is our boy, Tim O'Matic. Tiny Tim O'Matic.
Probably known as Tiny Tim.
And he is singing Tiptoe Through the Tulips. We have a double pass to give away to the Tulip Festival.
Wow.
It is awesome. It is the festival in Sylvan.
There's a lot of excitement for Sylvan.
It's up, up my way. Not up my
Not up
my
your way.
Up where I used to live.
Uh-huh. Up near Collingwood.
Well, yeah. Oh, no. I'm now in a city chic. I used to be out in the burbies.
Oh, okay.
But it's beautiful. Picturesque Dandenong Ranges. We have a double pass to give away. It's the 64th Tulip Festival by Tesselaer, which seems... Tesselaer?
Tesselaer.
It's Dutch. There's a lot of letters.
It's a lot of letters.
Dankeveel. Asha Bleef. And the theme is over the rainbow as well, which is beautiful. There are over, it says almost a million tulips across 25 acres.
That's a lot of bulbs.
Fun for the whole.
That's a lot of bulbs.
That's a lot of bulbs, sweetheart. Heaps of activities as well, not just the flowers. It's a big old festival. Mm-hmm. And we're going to give away a double pass. And what we want to know is... Uh-huh. What do you do? Do you tiptoe through the tulips or...
Well, what is your verb of choice?
Yeah, what do you do?
Do you sashay through the tulips? Do you stomp? How do you make your way through the tulips?
Let us know. We have a text in on 0427JOY 949.
It's from Daryl.
Daryl, what's Daryl said?
Daryl's saying that they would tantrum through the tulips.
He's going to have a tanty tanty through the tulips.
Bit of tulip tanty.
You got to tell us what you do.
Keep it clean.
No.
No?
Nah.
Hey, this is Guy Sebastian. He keeps it clean. This is High on Me. You're in Joy.
Oh, you need to slow it down. Get on my mind. We got some catching up to do. Whatever's on your mind, leave it outside. Ooh, yeah. Come waste some time with me. Nothing is all we need. I swear the world will keep on turning if you like. Where you're never coming
at it again. Take it higher. No, we ain't coming down now. Oh, come hit it again. And take it higher. It's only us right now. Say,
we've just had a text in on 0427 Joy 949 from Paul from Caulfield North.
Hey, Paul.
And he's given us his membership number. Thank you, Paul.
He goes in the drawer. Good.
Goes in the drawer. He said, I would do a three-legged run through the tulips tied to my boyfriend. That's very sweet. That's lovely.
That's lovely.
Tied, their legs are tied together. Yeah.
Yeah, not the tulips.
Not the... Thank you, Paul. Text in. Tell us, what would you do through the tulips? 0427 Joy 949. Do you reckon people text in more if I sing or less?
Maybe less. Now, maybe they could text in. They don't want us to play that Tiny Tim song ever again.
Yeah, it is a bit weird.
It is a bit weird.
Tell us what you think. We love hearing from our listeners. Love hearing from you.
But now... Celebrity news.
In celebrity news, here's Dean.
So, celebrity news this week. Khaleesi has finally answered the question, what is it that brings all the boys to the yard?
Her milkshake.
Well, her milkshake does, but she's given us, in a very helpful way, her recipe for milkshake.
She has. Well.
You got a pen, got a bit of paper? You ready,
I do,
Jack?
I do. I've got my pen and paper ready.
So it's simple as this. If you make this milkshake, you'll be single no more. All the boys will come to
and
the yard.
And this is the only thing I need.
This is all you need, Jack.
All right.
All you
here
need.
We go.
Combine three, what's that? OZ, Oz. 3 ounces? 3 ounces.
Yep.
Not three bottles.
Yeah.
Just 3 ounces of Bailey's.
Yes.
8 ounces of ginger beer.
Oh.
4 scoops of chocolate ice cream.
Oh.
5 pieces of candied ginger and 1/2 teaspoon of cayenne pepper. Put it all in the blender with ice.
Really?
Cayenne pepper's going to get a bit of a kick.
A little cayenne.
Step number two, blend the milkshake until smooth.
Oh, that's a lot of sugar, Dean.
That's a bit of sugar, isn't it? Bit of ginger.
And Bailey's as well. And I'm not much of a dairy gal.
No?
So I might be tooting.
You might be
tooting. That's not going to bring anyone to the yard.
Are you this or tooting this? Step number three.
Oh, yeah.
There's more.
Yes.
Dip the rim of a glass in honey.
Oh, a little honey rim.
A bit of a honey rim.
Nice.
But before, dipping it in chili and cinnamon sugar.
Oh,
it's a bit spicy.
Make
your lips hum.
Mm.
Step number four, pour into a glass, top with ginger-infused whipped cream and a piece of candied ginger.
Where do you find that?
There's a little bit of ginger going on in this.
But it's candied ginger, though. It's not good for you.
High sugar. Mm. It's good for your colds, isn't it? A bit of ginger.
Yeah, normal ginger. Whack that with and juice a lemon.
No, Kelly's doesn't say putting lemon in this.
All right, well,
no,
all right.
No, just Bailey's ginger beer, lots of lemon, cayenne pepper, honey, ginger. Pour into a glass, a piece of candied ginger on top. Step number five.
Yes.
Wait for the boys to come to the yard.
Oh.
There you go.
We just put it in like a fenced lot in the middle.
I don't think so. I think
and
boys
just wait.
Bring your milkshake and the boys will come to the yard.
We've got Lindsay texts in on 0427 Joy 949 saying, hey guys, I'd slip and slide down the hill in the tulips with a stream of petals flowing behind me.
Oh, that's a very pretty image.
That's beautiful,
that's
Lindsay.
Beautiful.
That's lovely.
That's a little bit dangerous, though.
Yeah, well, if she has beautiful petals, she's fine.
She or he or they?
Oh, yes, beg yours. Sorry, I should not assume. Assuming makes an ass out of me and you.
We don't know, but we do appreciate your text. Now, talking about dangerous.
Dangerous things are happening. We are very happy to welcome our social commentator and founder of The Big Smoke, Alex. Hey, Alex.
Hello, I love an applause.
Yes.
I could just keep playing on repeat and that would be fine.
Your little laugh track, that's what I want to on repeat.
Yeah.
Now, we're really interested to know about inventors who were killed by their own inventions. What the heck is going on there, Alex?
Well, I like to talk about lighthearted things. So, to talk about those who died because they invented something.
Yes.
You know, some of these stories are quite fascinating because, you know, you hear about these people that brought to life great ideas into the world, and they created great inventions and things that actually shaped industries, but they didn't always survive their own inventions. And we can go through a few of them. One of my favourite stories is a man who was actually an Austrian tailor who had created a coat parachute.
Yes.
It sounds exactly what you think.
Oh, my goodness. I think I've heard about this. And he tested it.
Well, the interesting thing about this is he didn't just test it. He actually did multiple dummy tests, throwing dummies off the Eiffel Tower, trying to use it, and they never worked. And for some reason, he thought, well, you know what? It doesn't work with a dummy. It's going to work with me.
Oh, no.
I am a dummy. I think I used to actually tell that story when I was a tour guide in Gay Paris.
So he actually jumped off
right.
the top.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eiffel Tower in 1912. And obviously it didn't work, so he died immediately.
How strange.
William Bullock, he actually was famously known for revolutionising the print industry, and he created a printing press machine in the 1800s. And it was such a huge deal, and he was widely applauded for it. But then 2 years later, he was installing one of these machines, and his foot got caught on the mechanism. I know. It didn't kill him straight away.
No.
He got gangrene, and he died about a week later.
Oh, so he didn't get sucked into the machine.
No, that would be horrific. However, we have to think of the poor American physicist, Max Valier, who actually was playing around with an alcohol-fueled engine. He was part of the German Rocketeering Society, and they would play around with rocket-powered cars.
Oh, goodness.
And so he experimented with an alcohol-fueled rocket, and it exploded on his test bench, killing him instantly.
Oh, no.
Oh, it just exploded. That's awful.
I love the stunned silence.
I know. Yeah, in that moment of, you know, they've been working hard on this invention, and sort of a bit of pride, a bit of, you know.
That's that thing where it's like, find what you love and let it kill you.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Exactly. Hunter S. Thompson, yes.
Alex, do you know about the inventor of the Segway? Like, have you heard, like, the rumour, I thought that it said that he segwayed himself off a cliff.
Like a lemming, sort of took the lemming approach.
Yeah, accidentally.
I don't know if that's true.
I don't know if it's true either. It's a good story. By good, I mean it's horrific, but...
Horrific.
You know.
Talking of horrific, do you remember the Brazen Bull?
No, what's the Brazen Bull?
So many, like in this 550 BC, it was one of the Greek torture devices where they'd have a huge... bull made out of bronze.
Yeah.
And that's how they would execute criminals.
With a big old bronze ball?
It was a bronze bull. It was in the shape of a bull, and it was bronze, and people would have to sit in it, and they would get burnt alive in the bull. And the person who created it actually got captured and put in the bull himself.
Got his own medicine.
There you go. Like, if you make a panic room, you get stuck in it. No, you don't. Oh,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Alex is just spreading joy.
Yeah, I'm really into it in a weird way.
I find it interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting in the carb sort of way.
It's terrific. Yeah. But that's...
Well, the pulley system, can I just tell you about the pulley system?
Oh,
one more,
please
please.
Okay, the pulley system. Thomas Midgley Jr. invented the pulley system in the 1940s, and he actually created an elaborate system of strings to help lift him out of bed, and he got caught in it.
Like little Geppetto. No, Pinocchio.
Yes,
one of them.
Exactly.
I don't know.
It's Pinocchio, yeah.
That's
yeah.
terrible.
History lesson.
There we go.
History lesson with a twist.
We've all learned something. Thank you so much, Alex.
No problem.
We'll speak to you next week. Thanks for that. So much life I've left to live, and this fire's burning steel. When I watch you look at me, I think I could find the will. I'm in love with you. Rachel Jackson Dean for the drive home on Tuesday. That was Nikki French.
What was she surrendering to?
I don't know, but she has surrendered. Mm. The white flag is out.
Good on her. Mm-hmm. Very French of her. Speaking of French, people of love.
People of love.
Lovers. So I did, you know, sometimes I do a Google, you know, what is this rash? What's going on? And I just Googled ways to know if you might be in love.
Oh, nice.
Because I thought that'd be nice.
Yeah.
You know, being in love is wonderful. Love.
Love.
And I've got 10 ways that you may be in love. Some of them are a bit weird and ridiculous, so I've tried to... This is from Elite Daily. I am not plagiarising, I am simply...
Sharing.
Sharing.
Uh-huh. So 10 ways that you know you're in love.
So...
Way number 10, are we going to do them all?
No, I'll do five. And they're not in any order, because some of them I've gone, that's not right. Like this one, actually. Uh-huh. Prioritise above your own needs.
So I know that I'm in love when I prioritise someone else's needs above my own.
Yeah, they're saying love is selfless. And this is what this person's written. That's just how love is. Your needs always seem trivial in comparison to your significant other's needs. I don't like that too much.
I hear doormat.
Yeah, exactly. No, you want to share. You want to meet someone halfway.
You want to have a meeting of the...
See, that's not me being selfish, is it, Dean?
No, I don't think so.
Dean's being my counsellor here.
There you go.
And just validating my feelings.
Just sit back and relax and tell me yes.
Yeah.
Tell me how you really feel,
I'm equally important as my imaginary significant other.
That's
all right, moving
correct.
On. Uh-huh. You'd do anything.
Anything?
That's probably why I'm single. I'd do anything.
But I won't do that.
When you're in love with someone, you do whatever you can to make them happy. I think you should have boundaries. Should you not?
Same.
And it's also saying you may feel that there is there's a lot you would do for the person, but you have limits. True love knows no limits. Does it, though?
Oh.
I mean, I'm 32 and I believe that love isn't enough sometimes. You have to also, because it's easy to love, but you have to have boundaries and you have to give and take.
Absolutely.
If you're going to look after someone when they're in need, they have to do the same to you. It has to be a partnership.
I think it's really, it's almost setting a standard which is really hard and really high for some people to meet.
Yeah.
Being totally selfless and being totally...
Mm. And also, as you know, I'm perfect.
Well, clearly.
So, yeah. That's hard for everyone to take. Oh, her, she's perfect. What else? This is a cute one. Mm. It's the first, you know you're in love when that person is the first person you think about. That's true. You wake up in the morning, oh, I wonder what they're doing.
Yeah,
go to sleep at night going, oh, I wonder what they're doing. Hopefully you're getting a cuddle. I like that one. That's
a
good
cuddling.
One. Love a squeeze.
Uh-huh.
Love a squeeze.
Ooh.
And this is also a positive one.
Mm-hmm.
You love the imperfections.
This is it.
That's a good one.
That's it. You've got to love the imperfections.
I mean, I have none.
Clearly. Clearly you have no imperfections.
I've just got nothing, so you know,
I reckon if you don't see your partner's imperfections, and my partner also, like yourself, has none.
Yes.
If he's listening, hello Anthony, love you dearly. But if he did, I need to love him warts and all.
That's the thing. Mm. Yeah, you should be your true self as well. You shouldn't have to, you know, whack on a full face of makeup and, you know, that sort of stuff. Just like, this is me. Or if you're a bit sad, you're like, hey, not feeling too good today.
Be real. Be authentic.
Yeah, be real, baby.
Be real, baby. There you go. One more?
One more. Here we go. This is quite a good one as well, but you have to do it for yourself.
Oh, okay.
You become a better person. So you want someone that brings out the best in you. Like maybe if you're like having too many drinks every night and your friends are like, yeah, you love drinking. Like, no, actually, you probably have a problem. I'm going to help you out. You know, you're going to bring out the best in you.
Yeah.
And you just, you know.
They want you to be your best.
Be your best.
Be your best.
But, you know, and love you for who you are, but also be like, hey, maybe just calm down on the pubs.
Maybe.
For an example.
For an example, a friend may have said to a friend of you or yours, yes.
I don't have a problem.
They're very wise words around love.
Joy.
I saw you.
checks. That brings us to the end of our show. The Informer team are getting ready to go.
Oh, my goodness.
A big thank you to everyone who messaged in. Like us on Facebook, Twitter or Instagram.
Please do. Rate
follow us on, that's right, and also on iTunes. Subscribe, rate and review. Until next time, be the rainbow in someone else's cloud.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Joy! Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.